Environment Minister Tony Burke has just announced an amendment allowing the federal government to have greater control over coal mining projects. The updated legislation aims to monitor the impact these projects have on water, especially underground water systems. The mining industry isn't happy, but environmentalists are saying it's a good step in the right direction. Emmy Dowling has more.
A water trigger amendment in the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act now allows further governmental control over mining operations. Australian Coal Association and Minerals Council of Australia have issued statements rejecting the changes. They say it'll slow coal projects and weigh down the competitiveness of the mining industry. John Leno's Healthy Rivers campaigner at the Australian Conservation Foundation says that coal seam gas mining is a threat to the environment.
One of the big problems that we're seeing emerging with coal seam gas mining is that it drills down into vast underground water stores. It drills often through freshwater stores. These are aquifers that are beneath the surface of the earth and which actually supply vital water to native ecosystems and to farmers in many cases. There are places throughout the northern Murray-Darling Basin, for example, where for half the year the only water in a river or a wetland is that which is seeping from an underlying groundwater aquifer. Now, when you start punching holes through all these aquifers in order to get out methane gas and other gases to fuel our greenhouse gas contributions, then you're actually starting to cause great risk of losing the water out of those aquifers, or even worse, poisoning those aquifers with toxic mining chemicals.
Mr. Lenoz is critical of the state government's involvement.
What's been happening to date is that state governments have been making a complete mess of assessing that risk. They don't look at the cumulative impact of drilling all across thousands of wells across a whole aquifer. They tend to look at a very localised scale only. And it's important that the federal government has the ability to demand scientific assessments of the cumulative impact of what happens when we do allow thousands and thousands of these wells. If we don't assess things on that kind of scale, and the Commonwealth government's the only people who can actually do it on that kind of scale, then we risk permanently dewatering wetlands, rivers and farmland.
Green Senator and environmental spokesperson Larissa Waters says state laws aren't good enough.
So the very fact that the state governments have had weak regulation and weak protection for land and water has now led to the federal government needing to step in. So I would like to see the laws improved at the state level as well, but I do welcome that the federal environment minister will now have the ability to consider those water impacts. The important thing is, though, the minister still has to decide whether to approve something or not, and it's great that he'll now be able to consider the water impacts. But if he just keeps on ticking everything off, then nothing will change. So I'm really hoping that the minister will listen to the scientific bodies that are looking at the water impacts of coal seam gas, and that the minister will now get tough on the industry. If there's going to be long-term impacts that are irreversible on water resources, he should stop approving this risky industry.
Ms. Waters says more work is ahead.
We are going to be looking at strengthening the government's bill. We want to make sure that those big coal seam gas companies that have already had their tick off and that are potentially going to be doing long-term damage to our water, we want them covered by these new changes too. So I'll be moving to include the approvals that have already been given in these new laws.
Mr. Lenoz agrees.
This is only one step along a long journey towards actually starting to put our long-term shared interests first. Not just looking at the short-term profits from mining, but one step along the way is actually ensuring that adequate information is gathered on the cumulative impacts of these mines and is assessed by the federal government before deciding whether any individual mine can go ahead.
Jonathan Leno's Healthy Rivers campaigner at the Australian Conservation Foundation, ending that report by Emmy Dowling.